We are starting on Peric. We are starting on Peric Da'abez Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in this episode. Peric Beis Halacha Dalid. We're going to be continuing the discussion of the start of our discussion on angels. That will be our discussion today in this episode. Okay, we're on Peric Beis Halacha Dalid of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam begins as follows, talking about angels. He had begun, where we discussed in episode 3, he had talked about the three different creations. How there was man, which is a physical form. There is a form that is similar to man, and then there is form that is unlike man at all, completely different than man, and that is form that is the form of the angels, as it has no physical form, has no shape, but at the same time, it is still different than each angel is different and separated from each other. So let's see what the Rambam says now. This is again Perek Beis Halacha Dalad of Hechos Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam says as follows: Ma zesh hanaviim omrim shero hamalach eish ubal knafayim. What is it when the Nevi'im talk about seeing a malach, seeing an angel, and they say that they saw it made out of fire or it had wings, which would seem to be conflicting with what we had said about malachim not having shape and not having form. So here it seems if they have wings or they're made out of fire, it would seem to be that they have physical properties. So what's the idea? The idea is, says the Rambam, Hakol b'mara hanavua v'derech chida. So all of this is a prophetic vision and sort of like what we would say is a riddle or a parable. They're not literal things that the Nevi'im are seeing. Those aren't literal. Rather, the idea are that they are prophetic visions and they are parables. And he quotes he says Lomar she'eno guf ve'eno kaved kegufo sakavedem. Okay, so they have no body. There's no shape. There's no form to them. That would be a misnomer in the angels. And it says Shenamar ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochlahu Ve'ino Eish Ela Mashal Kamo Shenamar Osem Lachav Luchos. Okay, so it's saying that the pasuk says that God is a consuming fire. So just as we know when it comes to God, anthropomorphism is used, right? So we understand that that at times it's anthropomorphic descriptions, but they're metaphors, so they're not literal, and that's what's happening when our prophets describe an angel, right, made out of fire, right? So it says, "Eino eish ela mashal kamo shenamar osa melachav ruchos." So rather, these are just parables, and anthropomorphic descriptions of the angels, similar to, as we said, there's no physical form to God and no shape to God. Not that angels and God are similar, but they do share this quality of not being physical. Okay, we're going to move on to Halacha Hay now. Ubama yifridu hatsurus zumizu. Hara'inam gufim. Right, so the Rambam starts off, he starts off with a question, and he says, what if the angels are not physical? Right, so he says, "Fisha enam shavim b'tziyason," but they're not bodies. Enam v'hari enam gufim. So then, what separates one angel from another? Meaning, generally, when we talk about things being separate from each other, let's say if we talk about this watch and this slinky. So what separates the watch and the slinky from each other are the fact that they both have physical properties, they're both made out of mass, and they are separate physical entities. But when it comes to an angel that's not physical, what could possibly separate one angel from the other? So that's how the Rambam asks the question. He says as follows, Sofisha Inan Shavim b'mitziyasan, kol echad mehen l'mata mimasal shel chavero. So it's not that they are similar because they're not physical. Rather, their existence is not like each other. Each one, he says, kol echad mehem amata mimala sol shechavera. Right? So he says that each one is found on a level below a different malach. So the malachim are going to have, and the Rambam is going to explain this in the next halacha, but the malachim, the angels, have different levels to their existence. And that's what separates them. Not their physical form, but rather the levels that they are on. So each one exists because of the power that they have, right? And each one's power stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? But their levels are of power is what separates each other. They separate them from each other. So he says, "Ve'u v'tuvo v'zeh shomaz al-shomo v'chachmaso v'amar ki gova me'al gova shomer." Right, and this is what Shlomo HaMelech was referring to when he says one is high, right, and higher than the other. So the angels, although they don't have physical properties, although they are not physical entities, they are separated one from the other, not by again their physical properties, but by their power, the koach that they have. And the Rambam is stresses the fact that their power stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the malachim, right, this is a sort of an esoteric area. It's very complex because we're not used to discussing malachim. We're not used to discussing angels. We don't have interactions with angels. They exist, but yet we don't interact with them whatsoever. We have no episodes with angels in our own lives, and therefore it's difficult to grasp such a complex area. But in the abstract, we can understand now that angels don't have physical form. That's number one. We understand that although they don't have a form, they are separate one from the other. And what separates them is their level of influence, the level of koach that they have, not their physical form. Okay? So the Rambam goes on and he says as follows. So now we're going to start Halacha Vav. So we're on Parak Beis, Halacha Vav. So the Rambam discusses this idea that one angel is, or each of the angels are different from other angels by the level that they're on. If you remember, we talked about a few moments ago, we talked about how the angels are separate one from the other, and what separates them is not their physical form, but what separates them rather are the levels of influence that they have. So the Rambam says, now let's talk about this idea that some are below others and some are higher than others. It says, Eina malas mako. So don't think that means that it's a physical description, that one is literally sitting on top of the other, that they are in their existence, one is, let's say, more north or higher in a physical level than the other, right? We know that can't be possible, right? So it's not like, let's say, a person would sit on a level higher than his friend, right? So he would say, what's separating that person? That person's higher. Higher, how so? And he's sitting on a higher step on the staircase than his friend. If you imagine sort of like a stadium, and one person is sitting in the upper level and one person sitting in the lower level, and you say what separates the one from the higher level from the lower level, you would say that they are sitting in two different areas. Right? One is sitting in a higher level than the other. Well, that's not true what we're saying about malachim. That's not the idea, says the Rambam. Kamo she'omrim b'shnei chachamim, right? It's she'echad gadol mechavero b'chachma, she'lemalo mimalas o she'lzeh. Right, so it's saying that rather it's like the levels of chachamim, levels of scholars. When we talk about scholars, when we say this scholar is above the other scholars, we're not referring to that one is above the other in terms of their physical space, but you know, that one is sitting above the other. When we say that one scholar is greater or one scholar is above the other scholars, what we're talking about is their levels of wisdom. Okay, that's the idea. He says, "Kemo she'omrim be'ila shehi lemala min ha'olam." Okay, so that's the idea that it's one is above the level of the other, right? Because of what they're involved in, not because of the form that they take up. Okay, going on now to Halacha Zayin. This is Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, and this is a difficult area. We're talking about angels, and this is a very difficult area because it's not a familiar area. We discuss various things in Jewish philosophy, so a lot of the areas are familiar to us, and therefore they're naturally interesting and easier to comprehend. These are complex areas. And says the Rambam, this is Perek Beis of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says as follows, Shinui Shemos HaMalachim, Al Shem Malasom, Hu. Right, so angels, we see, they have different names. Now that's a confusing thing. Why would angels have different names? Why would we have to give them different names? Right, that seems problematic at best, and odd at worst. It seems strange. Right, why would they need different names? So the names are based on the levels that we've been discussing that they have. Okay, so he says, Lefichach, Nikraim Chayos HaKodesh. Okay, so the first ones are called Chayos HaKodesh. V'heim L'mala Min HaKol. Okay, so they are the highest level of angel, are the Chayos HaKodesh. V'ofanim, V'arelim, V'hasmalim, V'serafim, Umolachim, Velokim, Ubnei Elokim, Ukrovim, Veishim, Kol Elo Asara Shemos Shenikru Behen HaMalachim, Hashem Eser Malos Shelahem. Okay, so those are the 10 names, right, that we said. Okay, so he said the Ofanim, the Elokim, the Arelim, the Ubnei Elokim, the Chasmalim, the Kruvim, the Serafim, the Ishim, and the Malachim. These are the 10 names, Shnikra Ben Malachim, Al Shem Eser Malos Shelahem. Hein Umala She'im Lamala Mimena. Okay, so these are the 10 levels, and they are, as the Rambam says, Shelahem Hein Umala She'im Lamala Mimena, Malas HaKel Baruch Hu, He Malas HaTzura, Shnikra Eschayos. So there is the level above, the level, there's no higher level than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, but the level that is that's the highest besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Chayos. Okay, and it says that in order to express the idea that the Chayos are the Malachim that are of the highest level, it says Lefichach Nemar Benevuah Sheim Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Okay, so they are like as if they're below the throne of God. That's how the Chachamim express the idea that the Chayos are the highest level, is that they sit, again, not literally, figuratively, but they sit the level below the prophets. Okay, the level below the throne of God. Then the Rambam goes on. He says that, give me one second, Umalas Asiris, now going on to the last level, the 10th level, Himalas Hatsura Shnikras Ishim, okay, is the 10th level, which is the level of Ishim. So we described the topmost level, and now we are describing the lowest level, which is the Ishim, Vehim Hamalachim Hamidabrim Im HaNevi'im. These are the lowest level of angel, these are the ones that converse with Nevi'im. V'nirim Lahem B'mara HaNevu'ah. And this, the Rambam refers to his well-known opinion that the angels appear in prophetic dreams. They don't in prophetic visions, I should say, right? Lefichach nikru ishim shemalasam kruva lamalas das b'neyana. So they're called ishim, it's like men almost, right? That's where the word comes from because their level is at the level of man. Let's give a little background to understand what the Rambam is talking about when he says that they appear in the vision, the prophetic visions. There is a fundamental debate about angels between the Rambam, who we're studying now, and the Ramban, and Nachmanides. The debate centers around whether or not the angels can take physical form and appear to man in the existence that we have today. The Ramban says that when we see an episode in the Torah that has angels in it, right? That has angels. Let's take for our example the Yaakov wrestling with the angel. So when Yaakov wrestles with the angel, the Ramban says that that is literal. The angel and Yaakov were physically wrestling one with the other. The Rambam says that that's impossible. It can't be literal because angels don't have form, as we've been saying. So if angels don't have form, then the angels can't take on the angels can't take on physical form and wrestle with man. It's an impossibility. So says the Rambam instead that every episode in the Torah that you have where man interacts with the Malach, whether it be Avram welcoming in the three angels to his home, whether it be Lot having them in his home, whether it be Yaakov wrestling with the angels, or Shimshon's father and mother seeing an angel, all of those episodes, every single one, and this, if you've never heard this opinion before, it's going to be quite eye-opening to you, but the all of those are actually just prophetic visions, meaning that the prophets that were having these visions, right, that interacted with the angel, weren't actually interacting with an angel in the physical world as one person interacts with the other. Rather, they were fast asleep in the midst of a prophetic vision. So to them, it seemed almost as a dream. Right? That's the best way we can explain a prophetic vision, is that it seemed almost like a dream to them. It was not a literal wrestling match. You know, Avram didn't bring the angels in and actually serve them food. That was just what he did in his prophetic vision. So, understanding that, we can understand why the Rambam says that the lowest level angel, Ishim, when he interacts with man in a prophetic vision, and that is what the Navi sees. He sees this angel, but he's not seeing an actual angel, because an angel doesn't have form. Rather, what he's seeing is the angel having the angel in a prophetic vision. Okay, let's get the halacha ches. V'chol hatzuros ha'elu chayim. Right, so all of these angels, all of these forms are alive. Makirim es habore, and they recognize that there is a creator. V'yodim also dea gedola ad l'maod, and they have an incredible understanding of God. Kol tzura v'tzura l'fi malasa, lo l'fi godla. Right, so they all understand it according to their levels and not according to their greatness. Afilu mala rishona eni yechol ahasig amisa sabore kamo shehu. Right, so but as we explained that by Moshe Rabbeinu in one of our first episodes, that man cannot understand God completely, right? But what we're saying here is that the angel can grasp somewhat the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but not Amisa Sabori, cannot understand the essence of God. That would be impossible. It says, L'hasik v'yloyedea ava masegas v'yodos yoter mimashe masegas v'yodias sura shlomata mimeno. But the angel is able to understand more than the angel below it. V'chein kol malo malo ad lamala asiris, so too all the way down to the 10th level, gam hi yodas habore deyash en koch b'nei adam ha'mechubara migolam v'tzura yachol la'asik. They understand, even the lowest level of angel understands more than man understands about God, because man is attached to a physical body, and that limits the amount of understanding that they can have of God. He says, But there's none of these angels come close to understanding God in the way that God has understands himself. Okay, so that's so an angel, let's just review before we end off this episode. We started with Halacha Dalet and went all the way to Halacha Ches. We talked about the fact that angels do not have bodies, that any description of an angel's body is anthropomorphic. We talked about the idea that angels are on 10 different levels, right? They are on 10 different levels. We talked about the fact that they have 10 different names to express their 10 different levels, and to express the level of knowledge that they have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that each of these angels are aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the end of episode 4. Thank you.